Welcome to LOL, Lando on Life, episode number 6. Ideas, concepts that inspired me, that were a game changer to me and my understanding, that I'm happy to share with you as well, and hopefully they'll be inspiring for you as well. You know, there's a big discussion out there, a big debate out there about seeing is believing. You know, the American court system and the Torah court system relies heavily on witnesses, and there's been many incidents and episodes in our judicial system where people positively identified somebody and later was a mistake, because we're impacted by so many different causes and so many different circumstances, you know, in what we see and how we see. And there's so many different stimuli and impulses coming in all the time that sometimes, even if we think we saw something, we didn't necessarily see it. I want to share with you a fascinating Kabbalistic concept into the idea of seeing. Do you know that according to our Kabbalah, our mystical tradition, all the way back to Sinai, the Zohar writes that human beings have two sets of eyes. Now you're looking at me and you're like, two sets of eyes? Well, actually, we have a physical set of eyes that most people are easily able to identify, but we also have something called a spiritual set of eyes, or einayim ruchaniyim in Hebrew, spiritual eyes. And our physical eyes see certain things, and our spiritual eyes see certain things. And often, those two sets of eyes don't complement each other, but contradict with one another. Often, because we're seeing certain things in a physical, material world, often we're seeing what we want, not what we need. Our spiritual eyes, on the other hand, are seeing what we need versus what we want. And sometimes to be able to see something clearly, even in the physical world, we need to shut our physical eyes and we need to open our spiritual eyes. As a matter of fact, in the Shema, at the conclusion of the Shema, every single day, we say the following sentence, V'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem, don't stray after your hearts and after your eyes. And there the Kabbalists explain that this is exactly this commandment. Don't just let your physical eyes do all the seeing. Make sure that your spiritual eyes see things in life. Don't stray after what you want. Make sure you see with your spiritual eyes that which you need. I think that in life, often we have blinders because of our physical eyes, but if we're able to somehow tap into the recesses of our spiritual existence, we can start seeing things with a spiritual eye. And when someone sees things with spiritual eyes, number one, other people become more important to them. Number two, they see God in many unexpected places. And finally, they could really see their true self, similar to what we said last week, that there are three relationships, relationship with ourselves, others, and God. Well, sometimes because we have blinders, we don't see the needs of people around us. We definitely don't see God in our everyday life, and we don't see our fallacies and our shortcomings and our flaws. But when we have spiritual eyes, we can see that. Chassam Sofer, the great Kabbalist from about 200 years ago, points out something amazing. He says, one of the reasons why we cover our eyes when we say the Shema and declare the oneness and absolute certainty of God in this world and that God is existence, the reason we cover our physical eyes is to open our spiritual eyes. Because when we look at the world just with our physical eyes, things don't always make sense. Why do bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people? Why is there suffering? Why is there tragedy? When a person opens their spiritual eyes, those spiritual eyes tap into a more infinite perspective on life, where the past, the present, and the future all kind of become one, and people could understand things on a much deeper and a more spiritual level. So let's just take a little bit of time in our week, maybe in our day, to try to close our eyes, perhaps, and reflect on the world and see the world around us using our spiritual eyes. It's a whole different perspective. It's a much more meaningful perspective, and it gives us a totally different view on our essence and on our realities. And that's my blessing to you, that you're able to tap into those inner eyes. You're able to see infinitely. You're able to see beauty. You're able to see depth. That you're able to see meaning and purpose in the world around you, the people around you, in yourself, and even in the spiritual dimension. This has been Rabbi Landau with Landau on Life, hoping that you enjoyed. Until next week, be well.